Today in this video, I'm going to share with you 5 books that you should read, and these 5 books is going to change your life, because I strongly believe that reading and educating yourself is the answer to the better life and ultimate freedom. And as Nelson Mandela put it best, that education is a powerful weapon which we can use to change the world. And the books which I'm going to share with you, the 5 books, I mean, if you have read any of books, just DM me on my Instagram so that I can interact with you. And I want, if you have read the book, just let me know so that we can, you know, interact on each other. So without any further delay, let us at least start with today's video, where I'm going to share with you the 5 life-changing books that you should read right now. Before that, if you are new here, this channel is all about entrepreneurship, success mindset, and developing yourself. So without any further delay, let's start today's video. Starting in number 5, the number 5 book which I have put on is Mastery by Robert Greene. Now, every single one of us has the ability to become the master in our fields. We living in this world where right now there is a lot of distraction out there, and we tend to master every skill, right? And if you see, people from every background, they want to master every skill. They want to be in, for some time they want to do this, and after some time they change their field. So this is happening because people are not able to master certain skill. And if you're going to do this, same thing, changing your field from, every year, every month, or you can say some people, do a lot of stuff. And suddenly you see that they change their path. Sometimes they are, into this career, and then suddenly they change another career and another path. So if you're doing this, you should definitely read this book, Mastery by Robert Greene. Now in this book, the author talk, a lot about, crafting, and the book is full of advice on how we can navigate our life. And the book is also going to give you a lot of learning about your career and learning. The book's details every step of that we can learn, and the action is always there in the book. So you can read this book and you can always take action by reading this book. Number 4, The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. Now I read this book when I was in BCom, and I was learning a lot about this skill. Now this book is one of my favorite book of all time. If you see, now this book is about a fable of about fulfilling your dreams and reaching your destiny. Beautifully crafted, it basically it's a story of Julian Mantle, who was enormous rich and successful litigation lawyer who has achieved everything most people could ever want. But suddenly a heart attack jailed him down, and he realizes that life is nothing but full of monotony, tensions, and work pressure. And because of that only, that guy can't even get fine with the private jet and Ferrari and the Armanian suits which is already given in the book. And then he decided to abandon his life and sell out all the stuff. And the story is all about that only way. And after that, he goes to Himalayas in search of peace and tranquility, and there he meets Yogi Raman, where Yogi Raman teach him a lot of techniques, tips on how we can enlight our life. Now this book explains 7 virtues. Basically, some virtues is like mastering your mind, follow your purpose, practicing Kazan, and live with discipline. Now this book, I believe that if you are just starting reading, this book is must read. Go grab this book, one of my favorite book. Number 3, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Now this is the self-help classic published in 1 year before one of my favorite book in 1936, sold over 15 million copies throughout 80 years it's been in print. The book is all about shaping your behavior and how we are today. The book is literally changing the entire mindset of the people, the people, the way we communicate, the way we talk. It was the first book, I believe, on communication, where Dale Carnegie, the author of this book, is totally just saved the people's life and the way we communicate today. This is the book, I believe, that if you really want to improve and enhance your communication skill, you should definitely read this book. This is one of the best book on communication. Number 2 on the list is Power of Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy, one of the favorite book of all time. Again, if you want to understand the subconscious mind, and we have 2 mind, subconscious mind and conscious mind. And many people don't even aware about that success is where we have we understand how we are programming everything, and success is all about basically a program of everything. So if you want to learn more about subconscious mind, and if you really want to succeed in anything, read this book, on the best book of all time. Now One of the an example that I would like to say from this book is, a man told his old father, you know, that I have, you know, this magic stone which will, you know, cure you all disease. And that man, you know, gave that stone to his 11-year-old son, and that, you know, his son, you know, just believe, you know, that this is, you know, this stone is going to cure him. And what happened, you know, what happened after some time, that that stone actually cured him. So although it was just no ordinary stone, but it was his powerful positive thought. And this book is exactly all about that, how we can use our thought to literally, you know, change everything.
One of my favorite things about the book, Think and Grow Rich, are the classic stories that have inspired us all for years. And equally compelling are the new stories that have emerged because of that inspiration. It's exhilarating to step back and see a book that has already sold more than 70 million copies worldwide.
And finally, the book number one, which is one of my favorite book of all time. I literally read this book more than 5 times. The book is none other than Think and Grow Rich. Now, the book is curated, you know, of 13 most common habits of wealthy and successful people, distilled from the studying over 500 individuals over the course of 20 years by the author Napoleon Hill. And the book sold over 100 million copies worldwide. Now, this book is all about, you know, habits that wealthy people have and how we and you can learn from the habits of those people, and we can literally apply this book in our life. This is one of the favorite book. Before that, I want, you know, want you to watch the video which is given here. So this is all, you know, the top 5 books, you know, that I want you to read. And if you have any suggestion, and if you think that, you know, the book that you reading right now and you want me to consider that book in upcoming top 5, you know, just let me know. Thank you so much, guys, for watching the video. See you next time. Till then, take care and bye bye.